Your Bibles, please, for our second reading to 2 Kings chapter 17. Second Kings chapter 17, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. In the 12th year of Ahaz, king of Judah, began Hoshea, the son of Elah, to reign in Samaria over Israel 9 years. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, but not as the kings of Israel that were before him. Against him came up Shalmaneser, king of Assyria, and Hoshea became his servant and gave him presents. And the king of Assyria found conspiracy in Hoshea, for he had sent messengers to So, king of Egypt, and brought no present to the king of Assyria, as he had done year by year. Therefore, the king of Assyria shut him up and bound him in prison. Then the king of Assyria came up throughout all the land and went up to Samaria and besieged it 3 years. In the 9th year of Hoshea, the king of Assyria took Samaria and carried Israel away into Assyria and placed them in Halah and in Habor by the river Gozan and in the cities of the Medes. For so it was that the children of Israel had sinned against the Lord their God, which had brought them up out of the land of Egypt from under the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and had feared other gods and walked in the statutes of the heathen, whom the Lord cast out from before the children of Israel and the kings of Israel, which they had made. And the children of Israel did secretly those things which were not right against the Lord their God. They built them high places in all their cities, from the tower of the watchman to the fenced city. And they set them up images and groves in every high hill and under every green tree. And there they burnt incense in all the high places, and did the heathen whom, as did the heathen whom the Lord carried away before them, and wrought wicked things to provoke the Lord to anger. For they served idols, whereof the Lord had said unto them, ye shall not do this thing. Yet the Lord testified against Israel and against Judah by all the prophets and by all the seers, saying, turn ye from your evil ways and keep my commandments and my statutes according to all the law which I commanded your fathers and which I sent you by my servants the prophets. Notwithstanding, they would not hear, but hardened their necks like to the neck of their fathers that did not believe in the Lord their God. And they rejected his statutes and his covenant that he had made with their fathers and his testimonies, which he testified against them. And they followed vanity and became vain and went after the heathen that were round about them, concerning whom the Lord had charged them that they should not do like them. And they left all the commandments of the Lord their God and made them molten images, even 2 calves, and made a grove and worshipped all the host of heaven and served Baal. And they caused their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire and used divination and enchantments and sold themselves to do evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. Therefore, the Lord was very angry with Israel and removed them out of his sight. There was none left but the tribe of Judah only. Also, Judah kept not the commandments of the Lord their God, but walked in the statutes of Israel, which they made. And the Lord rejected all the seed of Israel and afflicted them, and delivered them into the hand of spoilers until he had cast them out of his sight. For he rent Israel from the house of David, and they made Jeroboam the son of Nebat king, and Jeroboam drave Israel from following the Lord and made them sin a great sin. For the children of Israel walked in all the sins of Jeroboam which he did. They departed not from them until the Lord removed Israel out of his sight, as he had said by all his servants the prophets. So was Israel carried away out of their own land to Assyria unto this day. And the king of Assyria brought men from Babylon and from Kuthah and from Ava and from Hamath and from Sepharvaim and placed them in the cities of Samaria instead of the children of Israel. And they possessed Samaria and dwelt in the cities thereof. And so it was at the beginning of their dwelling there that they feared not the Lord. Therefore the Lord sent lions among them, which slew some of them. Wherefore they spake to the king of Assyria, saying, The nations which thou hast removed and placed in the cities of Samaria know not the manner of the God of the land. Therefore he hath sent lions among them, and behold, they slay them, because they know not the manner of the God of the land. Then the king of Assyria commanded, saying, Carry thither one of the priests whom ye brought from thence, and let them go and dwell there, and let him teach them the manner of the God of the land. Then one of the priests whom they had carried away from Samaria came and dwelt in Bethel, and taught them how they should fear the Lord. Howbeit every nation made gods of their own, and put them in the houses of the high places which the Samaritans had made, every nation in their cities wherein they dwelt. And the men of Babylon made Sukkot-Benot, and the men of Kut made Nergal, and the men of Hamath made Ashima, and the Avites made Nivhaz, and Tartak, and the Sepharvites burnt their children in the fire to Adramelech and Anamelech, the sons or the gods of Sepharvaim. So they feared the Lord and made unto themselves of the lowest of them priests of the high places, which sacrificed for them in the houses of the high places. They feared the Lord and served their own gods after the manner of the nations whom they carried away from thence. Unto this day they do after the former manners. They fear not the Lord, neither do they after their statutes or after their ordinances or after the law and commandment which the Lord commanded the children of Jacob, whom he named Israel, with whom the Lord had made a covenant and charged them, saying, Ye shall not fear other gods, nor bow yourselves to them, nor serve them, nor sacrifice to them. But the Lord who brought you up out of the land of Egypt with great power and a stretched out arm, him shall ye fear, and him shall ye worship, and to him shall ye do sacrifice. And the statutes and the ordinances and the law and the commandment which he wrote for you, ye shall observe to do forevermore, and ye shall not fear other gods. And the covenant that I have made with you ye shall not forget, neither shall ye fear other gods. But the Lord your God ye shall fear, and he shall deliver you out of the hand of all your enemies. Howbeit, they did not hearken, but they did after their former manner. So these nations feared the Lord and served their graven images, both their children and their children's children, as did their fathers. So do they unto this day. May God add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his most holy word. I've divided the chapter simply into two portions, 1 through 23 and then 24 through 41. In the first section, we hear about the captivity of, the captivity and destruction of the northern kingdom, the 10 tribes. The fall of Samaria. Children, we are at 722 BC. The fall of Samaria, 722 BC. And so, there are several things said throughout this passage. None of these are really new to us. I have them listed as 21 things. They sinned against the Lord. They feared other gods. They walked in the statutes of the heathen. They did this secretly, that is, in their hearts and away from others. They did these sins. They built high places. They set up images and groves. They worshiped there, burning incense to other gods. They served idols. They were hard-hearted and stubborn toward the Lord. They were faithless. They rejected the statutes of the Lord and the covenant that he had made with them. They followed vanity and themselves became vain. They followed the unbelievers around them. They left the commandment of the Lord. They set up idols. They worshiped the host of heaven. They served Baal. They sacrificed their sons and daughters. They used divination and enchantments. They sold themselves to do evil. That is, they placed their strength behind the doing of evil, and they walked in the sins of Jeroboam. Those 21 things are mentioned in verses 21 through 23. For that, the Lord took them away. The other thing that is said in that passage is that is the Lord's own vindication of his procedure. I sent you my prophets. I sent you my word. I gave you my commandments. I delivered you from the land of Egypt and also from the hand of those seven nations that were in Canaan. I did all of that. I set you there. I fed you with manna. I did everything that you could have wanted or needed in order to obey me in the land, and you did not. And so the Lord, number one, vindicates himself, his own righteousness, accuses the people in those 21 sins, and takes them away for their sin and refusal. Now, if the children of Israel came out of Egypt in somewhere around 1450 B.C., then they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. And so approximately 675 years, the Lord endured their sins. The kingdom was divided maybe 300 years after that. And that northern kingdom then was apostate from the beginning, from about, maybe 950 or so B.C. and to 722 B.C. So again, a couple of hundred years of apostasy. So I don't think anyone could accuse the Lord here of being quick to pull the trigger. The Lord was long-suffering. He sent them as prophets. The Lord has always showed himself to be long-suffering. The question we must ask ourselves is, how do we use the long-suffering of the Lord? Because, my dear brothers and sisters, we must with grief say that it is not uncommon for the people of God to use the patience and long-suffering of the Lord for presumption and greater sin. We must make a better use of the Lord's patience than that. The northern kingdom did not, and the Lord took them away, because as we have also seen in several places, we must seek the Lord when? While he may be found. There is a day when opportunities will close and they will no longer be available to repent. And so, this is what we learn from the destruction of the northern kingdom. They were carried away captive. Secondly, in the second half of the chapter, it is a very interesting thing that the Lord does. That he would have a continuing witness in the land that he called his own. Therefore, he sent lions among the nations that were there that worshipped false gods that they had imported with them when they came. I'm sure they also found some native ones as well. And they began to worship those gods, and there was no worship of the true God, no calling upon his name, no, as it said, almost tongue-in-cheek, no fear of the Lord. And so the Lord sent lions among them, and they began to be killed. Now, we understand that the folks that were there, they were not godly people. They were wicked idolaters. And yet, from those wicked idolaters, when the Lord sent lions among them, they made a good use of that, didn't they? They said to the king of Assyria, they sent messengers to him, "Help us. These lions, they're killing us. We don't know how to worship the God of this land." And the God of this land is the right way to say that, because God had claimed that land for his own to give to his people. That doesn't exist anymore, but it did at that time. The God of this land is sending lions among us. Not, "Oh, well, this is an over influx of lions into the land because of the predation and because of and all of these natural forces that have come to bear, and probably mankind has something to do with it. You know, we have global lion warming or something like that." None of that. What we have is the God of this land is punishing us because we're not worshiping him. The Lord would have a continuing witness in that land. And so the king sends a priest back with others to show them, and he settles in Bethel to show them how to worship the God of Israel. And already I can hear it, I can hear your minds working, the gears turning in your minds as well as in my own. Yeah, but what did he show them? Well, obviously it was an imperfect practice that he brought with him, but let me tell you what he did bring. He brought the true God with him, at least that. And so notice, they feared the Lord and they feared their idols. Now, fear there is almost in quotations, because a little bit later in the passage it says they feared not the Lord. And they feared not the Lord because they had all those other gods that they worshipped as well. So fear is being used in this chapter equivocally. In one sense, it's being used in such a way so that, yes, there is at least a glimmer of the true religion there. And yet, because it is just a glimmer, it is not really that religion at all. So they feared the Lord and they didn't fear the Lord in that sense. And that's an intentional equivocation there, so that we might see that no, the religion had not been established as it should have been, and yet the Lord does acknowledge that it was there when it was not before. And so that, at least that much is true. And so we learn then that after the captivity of the Assyrians and the moving in of those four people groups that we read about, here they come in and they bring their gods. And what does the land look like before as well as after the fall of Samaria? It looks about the same, doesn't it? It looks like a land with idolatry and yet a glimmer of the worship of the true God. But notice the advancement of the kingdom of God here. Let's try to see something positive in this chapter, because those Jews were carried away where? To Media. What happens around the time when Jesus is born? Where do the wise men come from? They come from Media, because the Jews also brought with them at least some confession of the true religion with them. And so the Lord advanced his kingdom by spreading it geographically all the way as far east as the land of the Persians and the Medes. All right, thus ends the reading of 2 Kings chapter 17. Let's stand and continue praising God in the singing of psalms.